Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we're going to talk about what gets in the way of you having what you want. And especially if you are a person who has what you would think is bigger dreams, or the pipe dream, or I put pipe dream in quotes, or something that feels grand. You know, maybe it's an income goal you desire, maybe it is fame, maybe it's running a really successful company, maybe it's feeling really powerful in your life. We're going to talk about what gets in the way and some shifts you can make so that those mindsets, those ways of being, the preconceived ideas about what it means to be successful in our culture aren't getting in the way of you shining and thriving and being everything that you want to be. So in case you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to step into your power and to be the best version of yourself, to live out your vision, to have everything that you know in your heart you want, you can see it in your mind's eye, you can feel it in your body, you can describe it, you can put it on paper. Well, now it's time to create that. It's time to welcome it in, and I want to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. Okay, let's talk about it. And where the aha showed up, I got an email from Terry Cole, and it's actually in her sales. It's a sales email, essentially. She's promoting a program. I'm not affiliated with her, but I think there's so much wisdom. Like, it's so wonderful being in the personal development space, because even a sales email can be enlightening. And so I just happened to skim it. I'm not going to buy the program per se, but she had a section in there that I was like, oh my gosh, this is what gets in the way. And so she says here, but so many of us were raised to think that we shouldn't get big-headed or get too full of ourselves, that nice girls or nice people, good people, shouldn't brag, that putting everyone else's needs and wants before our own is virtuous, that womanhood or motherhood should border on martyrdom. And I think that is for any spiritual person. I think that there's this aspect of I'm a spiritual person, which sounds so weird to me because I'm like, I live this stuff every day. I am a spiritual person, but isn't that just life, right? But there's this perception that if you are a spiritual person who believes in something bigger than yourself, that you have to engage in an energy of martyrdom, and that people-pleasing and self-sacrificing should be our default setting. Okay, so again, that was taken from Terry Cole's sales email. This is what gets in the way of us thriving. And I don't even know where it came from. Like, where did this belief come from that you have to put everybody else above yourself? Because in fact, when you are in the energy of healthy boundaries, when you are in the energy of putting yourself first, taking care of your own needs first, that is when you are most powerful. And our spirituality, our goodness is designed to make us powerful here on this earth. And because the good will always overcome the bad, right? It's I think it's one of the universal laws really outlines this, and I can't think of it right now. I want to say it's the law of cause and effect. I could be wrong, but or it might even be the law of polarity, that the good always overcomes. No, I know what it is. I think it's the law of transmutation. The law of perpetual transmutation, because obviously I Google this one a lot. The law of perpetual transmutation of energy asserts that energy can neither be created nor destroyed. Still, it changes from one state to another. And so in this changing, that if you seek the good, it will always have more power than the bad or the dark. If you seek the light is always more powerful. So with this in mind, these beliefs don't serve us well. The idea that if we value ourselves, if we think well of ourselves, if we stand in our power, if we harness and leverage the talents that we have been given and are confident in that, that we are big-headed or too full of ourselves. It is the biggest belief that will hold us back. If you don't think you're worthy of a massive result in your life, whether that is power, whether it is money, whether it is influence, whether it is a form of leadership, whether it's just having peace and tranquility in your life and in your home and in your finances and in your work and in your health, that's not big-headed. I don't know where these wacky beliefs came from. It's not being too full of yourself to want an amazing life or to acknowledge that you are creating an amazing life, that you are engaging in the energy of having an amazing life. It doesn't mean you are bad or wrong or unkind if you speak highly of yourself, if you honor what you are good at, if you think that your efforts and energy are worthy of your own praise. Now, it's not, now if you've been around someone who is actually arrogant, and because I read energy, I'll explain it to you the way it comes across energetically. When I've been in relationship, I see it very clearly when I'm in romantic relationship. If you're in a relationship with someone who is arrogant, because essentially the idea of praising yourself, it can be perceived as arrogant or big-headed. When you're around that energy, or what I've experienced around that energy, it's actually big swings. It can go from arrogant to very, 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 very bottom basement, low self-esteem. It's not healthy in any way, shape, or form. But being able to praise yourself, to acknowledge when you've done a good job, is in the realm of healthiness. It's healthful. It is uplifting to acknowledge what you have done well. It's uplifting to know when you are in your zone of genius. That is not a reflection of whether you are a good person or not a good person, to acknowledge when you've done well and to acknowledge that that is worthy of compensation, right? So when you are in your zone of genius, all good things flow to you. Things work out for you. Things appear, positive things appear rapidly, and miracles are expected. You're in the realm of divine magic in that. But we have these janky beliefs that we're not allowed to tap into our genius, that that we are bad or wrong for acknowledging what we're good at. I often say to people, because I've spent many years disproving these janky beliefs, I'm very clear on what I'm good at and what I'm not. And when I'm around someone whose consciousness is still rooted in these janky beliefs, which I don't think they're being negative or being unkind. I think it's just what we've been taught. And so when I say to someone, oh, I know what I'm good at and I know what I'm not, they'll often try to either tell me why I'm not good at what I'm good at, which is just bullshit, or they'll think they're being kind and nice to me to talk up what I'm very clear I'm not good at, right? And it's common, for years I catch myself doing it, because we're kind of taught this very We're under the, I've been watching the Vampire Diaries, and they compel people. And I do believe darkness has compelled us to believe these limiting beliefs on some level. I don't think it's like a, I don't think it's any more than that. Like, I don't think it's, there's some conspiracy theory or any of that. Don't go there. Let your mind go there. It's just, I think we just fall asleep. It's like a, we're going to believe whatever we've been told. And so we're going to move through life, and we wonder why things don't work out for us, because we can't fully tap into our genius. And so a part of tapping into your genius is knowing what you're good at, where you thrive, what you desire, what you're not good at, what you don't want. Because when we're in this messy realm of too full of ourselves and shouldn't brag about ourselves and put everybody's needs above our own and martyrdom and people-pleasing and self-sacrificing, when we are in the mess of that, we settle for way less than the desires of our heart. And if our desires were put on our heart by God, isn't that exactly the way darkness would want us to go? So I want to encourage you to start stripping away these very janky, limiting beliefs, that it's okay that you have them. They're embedded in us. I remember the first time I shared an affirmation with my mother that I had been saying about being worthy. She got so upset with me, and she hung up the phone, because her mind is locked into these beliefs of don't be too full of yourself, don't be big-headed, don't brag, put everybody's needs before yourself, be a martyr, people please, self-sacrifice. There's nowhere where it said that you're a good person if you live this way. Nowhere. And in nowhere is your quality of life, was it said that your quality of life will be harder if you live this way. No. To fully tap into your quality of life, you have to know what a quality life is for you. And you have to pursue that, and you have to use the gifts and talents God has given you to welcome that good life in. And if we're holding beliefs that keep us from tapping into those gifts, to using the resources that are available to us, then we're always going to be spinning our wheels. We're always going to be settling for less than we deserve. We're always going to be trying to play somebody else's game, try the latest fad, do this thing, instead of just staying in our own fucking lane. So I say this to you. Be you. Trust the energy that flows within you. Let go of the perception that if you are great, and you truly deserve to be great, that you're big-headed or arrogant or full of yourself. Let go of the belief that you're not allowed to praise yourself, that you are not allowed to celebrate what you are good at, that you're not allowed to acknowledge your strengths and your weaknesses. Let go of that. I think we spend a lot of time fixing ourselves, and I would like to move us out of that mindset. You are not a problem that needs to be fixed. All you have to do is shift into your zone of genius. Shift into what you are good at, and trust the wisdom that is within you, and follow that guidance and take action in a consistent way. Want more for yourself. Want the truest desire. If you see something that lights you up, allow yourself to have it. Allow yourself to believe it is possible for you, and let go of all the beliefs that tell you you can't have it. And those are usually wrapped up in some perception that, oh, certain people don't get to have certain things. And if you really strip all those beliefs away about, oh, this is the way you do things, you'll find none of those beliefs hold up, right? So say you want a multi-million-dollar house, and then you're like, oh, I love this house, and I want it for my life, and I believe in it, and it feels so good, and I'm excited by it. And then there's some little creeping belief that shows up that, like, well, you have to do this and that, and you haven't done this and that to get that, and how could that ever be possible? Those are all lies. Those are all lies. That is That is the mind control that does not serve us well. And I don't think this is like conspiracy theory. People are trying to control our minds. No, but I do think that there is a light and a dark. And I do think the dark is always trying to prove that it's more powerful than the light, and it's not. And so just do what you're good at. God put you on the planet to serve. God put you on the planet to live out your purpose. And when I say serve, that does not mean self-sacrifice. It does not mean put everyone's needs above your own. Because how can you care for anyone? How can you show up for anyone if you are weak, broken, frustrated, tired, overwhelmed, unclear, unsafe in your own life? How can you offer anyone safe refuge? So if we're really going to serve the greater good, we have to find and be our best selves. And when I say find, that best self exists in you right now. And your only job is to name it, to honor it, and to move in the direction of it, and do so from a place of faith, from a place of confidence, and from a place of clarity. So now in this moment, one more time, we are going to let go of any idea of being big-headed. We are going to let go of being too full of ourselves. We are going to let go of the idea that we shouldn't praise ourselves. We shouldn't brag. We shouldn't, and brag, let's look it up. I think brag is, as I tune into it, is in the realm of arrogance, which is hiding, right? But it's boastful. And really, if you think about it, there's nothing negative about the word boasting. Boasting is to speak with excessive pride and self-satisfaction about one's achievements, possessions, or abilities. So just as it is, just as it is, that's not bad. I don't think that's bad at all. Now, if you are doing it to cover up an insecurity, if you're doing it because, and remember I told you when I'm around someone who is truly arrogant, their self-esteem in a moment's notice can just drop through the ground. Like it's such a rapid drop. They can go from, I don't want to use bragging anymore because I don't think it's a bad word. They can go from overinflating themselves to being just in despair. That's not healthy. That's not balanced. That's not centered. No. Why can't you just decide that you're going to only speak kindly of yourself? You're going to speak your truth. You know what you're good at. You can feel it in your body when you've hit your zone of genius. And if you feel inspired to talk about it because it impacts everyone around you positively. Now, if you're doing the whole dance, I'm so great at this, and you're not really great, no, that's not truth. If you are going from I'm so great to oh my God, my life is terrible, I'm too this, I'm too that, I'm too this, that's not confidence. Do you see how we've been fooled? We've been fooled, but people who know they're great are great. So I want you to know that you are great. Okay, let's continue with this releasing. We're going to release that we have to put everyone's needs above our own. Because if our needs aren't being met, we can't serve. We're not strong enough. We're not capable, right? Someone weak, you know, think of a weak body, can't get out there and be like, I'll help you out, friend. No. You have to find your own strength, and then you can serve from your overflow, right? And that martyrdom, oh God, just give that up completely. There is no reason to be a martyr. There's no reason to sacrifice yourself for someone else. Now, if you do that from a really noble place, though I don't think that exists in our culture in this time-space reality, that, you know, being brave and protecting others is one thing. Right? But just martyrdom? No, that's unnecessary. People pleasing is also unnecessary, and it's gross. Nobody really resonates all that well with it. Like, you know, if you're doing it, And some of you may not even realize that you are doing it, but I think it's healthy if you start to acknowledge when you are. I find that people who people please are trying to get love from someone who could never love them. And then at the same time, the people that do give their love freely and unconditionally, the people pleaser doesn't even acknowledge them. It's kind of a weird, vicious, obviously unhealthy cycle. So let's just give it up. We don't need to people please. And we definitely don't need to sacrifice at all. Ever, never, no. Because if you self-sacrifice, then you have no self. So then you really aren't serving, right? You're not serving. You're not there. You're not present. You're not in your life. Presence is good. And you can't be fully present in your moments if you don't feel good. So let's make it your goal to feel good. All right, that's my show. I want you to live in your greatness. I want you to be in your power. I want you to know that you were put here to thrive and shine and be the best version of yourself. Start today. Just start today. Start with a little prayer. God, help me to be my best self. God, help me to be my best self. Help me to see the path to being my best self clearly. And then notice your desires. What are you drawn to? What's your truest desire for your life right now? Write it down. Keep asking yourself and keep asking yourself until you're clear. Because that's God's way of pointing you in the right direction. And then be willing to take action. Do your part. Do what you already know to do. So let's go back to the example of you want a multi-million-dollar house. What would be the first thing you'd think to do? And it's going to be different for every person, but you trust that, right? The one person might think, oh, you know, I really want to get my credit cleaned up so I can qualify for a mortgage. Or another person might think, well, you know, I really want to create some new offers in my business so that I can welcome in that amount of money. Whatever it is, trust what you already know to do. It's already embedded in you. And then as you're in motion, you'll get intuitive hits and insights and things that will challenge you outside of your comfort zone in the most loving, wonderful way. You might feel a little nervous for a second, and then you'll do it. And you'll be like, whew, I'm at the next level. I feel stronger. I feel powerful. I feel more aligned. And as you move into that energy, you will welcome in that million-dollar house. And I'm just using that as an example. You can do it for any desire that you have, the truest desire of your heart. Follow that, my friends. Follow that. Okay. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you're looking for a coach, I'd love to support you. I help you stay centered and grounded and pointed in the direction of your truest desires. And I have this brilliant intuition, and I can read through the bullshit very easily for your greater good, right? Because we can fool ourselves, right? And so from there, then you can make shifts and changes that align with who you really are, your best self, the self that wants the life that you maybe only allow yourself to think about in little moments. But why couldn't that be your reality every single day? I want to help you do that. Information on my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to the massive result intuitive coaching package. And while you're there, please sign up for my newsletter. I'll send you 2 free intuitive messages a week that you can use in your spiritual journey to help you move in the direction of your best self. Thank you for listening to this program. It is an honor. It is an honor. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Take care of yourself.